across the road.
Okay. Now, if we move this house from here over to here, then the picture looks like this, see? But it's still the two crooked roads, and this, that one there. So you say this house is what from that house?
Another side of it.
Well, now, would you ever say that one's catty corner across or kitty corner across?
It is catty corner.
Okay. Well, now that's all of these short questions, but before I let you go, I wonder if you would tell me about the games that you played when you were a child. What games did you play?
Oh, I played Jackstone.
And what else? What kind of running games did you play?
Racing?
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, games that had a certain place that you had to run to or...
Hide.
Okay. Well, now what were the rules?
Oh, you start standing here. Everybody all us is here, and I'd go there and count, and they'd run and hide, and I'd hit.
You mean you'd hide your eyes? You'd
seven close them up.
How high did you have to count to?
Well, I didn't just play this one.
Well, where would they go?
Why did I say that when they count? They would count. Yeah, they would count.
Well, now, how did you play Jackstones?
Get five rocks and throw them up on my hand. If I catch them all five times, I'd have a game.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a ball that you played with those? When I was coming along, we had to play it with a little rubber ball.
No, I think I might have played with that some. Played dragon handkerchief.
Now, how'd you play that?
Around, put so many around in the ring, and I'd get my handkerchief out. Go, you know, they'd be lying off this way, and I'd go behind each one of them until I'd get ready to decide who to drop the hands behind. They would know it fall, and I'd run up. I'd get back around there. I'd have to put them over in the ring in the mud spot, and I was just there.
If you drop the handkerchief behind one of them.
And they didn't see, and I'd get back to him before he see. He would be in a ring, you know, but it's have another ring there, draw it, you see, right in the middle of the ring.
And that was the mush pot.
That was the mush pot. Uh-huh. He'd have to go there and stand there. So the next man get left like that.
Well, I suppose he did see it. Suppose he saw the handkerchief, then it would happen.
If he see it and caught me before I got back there and hit me and touched me before I get back to where I'd hit the ring, I'd stop in, you know. They put me over in there.
Well, and then with the person who had seen it, who caught you, then would he be it and have to go drop the handkerchief behind somebody?
And then he could go on and drag behind somebody until he get caught.
That sounds like a pretty good game.
It was pretty good then, huh? Yeah, but I forgot it.
Well, what else did you play?
That's the other game. Ball.
What kind of ball?
Baseball.
Uh-huh. Did you all just play with ordinary rules?
Well, that's rude. They'd be rude. Mm-hmm. You know.
And what else?
Oh, little Sally walking home, such as that.
And what's that? Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
I don't forgot it, but it's played little Sally walking home, such
as that. Well,
Sally walking home, and then it's also weeping and crying over what you had done. Then have a rain draw down, a little girl sitting over in the middle of the rain with her head down. She's weeping and crying, you know, over what you had done.
Yeah.
I
forgot all that. And then what happened?
I forgot how all that went. Fly to the east, fly to the west, fly to the very one you love the best. Look good, get up and fly to the best child you love, you know, holding hands.
Yeah. And so then what would happen? Then would that child go and sit in the middle?
I think he did. Uh-huh. I don't give up.
Sounds like you must have had a pretty good time.